I hear it's amazing when the famous purple stuffed worm in Flapjaw Space with the tuning fork does a raw blink on Harry Carey Rock. I need scissors. 61.
Hello and welcome to episode 29 of Jay Won't Dart's podcast about the movie Edward Scissorhands. This is a movie I love very much. I remember watching it on Sky TV when Sky Pay TV was still great to watch. Edward Scissorhands stars Johnny Depp and Winona Ryder, who were both going out together at the time that they starred in this movie. Edward Scissorhands has a simple and yet original plot that Edward is a freaky man in some kind of leather suit made by an inventor played by Vincent Price, who falls in love with a normal woman. Tim Burton was having a great time making classic movies. He had made Pee-wee's Big Adventure and Beetlejuice, which I don't like as much, the original 1989 Batman, and then Edward Scissorhands in 1990. Here's the trailer for Edward Scissorhands.
Just come home with me.
Joyce, I just saw this strange guy driving with Peg.
Did you get a good look at him?
Hi! Sisters!
Whoa! What a grand jig you got there, Ed.
Ken, this is Edward, who's gonna live with us.
Well, this must be quite a change for you, right, Ed?
Those things are cool.
Can I bring show and tell on Monday?
He's a highly imaginative character. It seems clear that his awareness of what we call reality is radically underdeveloped.
Eddie, you take my very breath away.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Ah, is there some special lady in your life?
Hey, hold on, you skewered kid.
Just a scratch. The power of Satan is in him. I can feel it.
In my gut, there was something wrong with him.
From Tim Burton comes the most incredible tale of a most unusual character. Edward Scissorhands.
Hold me. I can't.
As usual, I'm going to tell you the whole story of what happens in the movie, so there will be spoilers. Okay, that's my warning out of the way, so now I get to talk about the ending of the movie. Edward is an artificial man, apparently made by an inventor, played by Vincent Price. Every time I say that, the laugh from Thriller goes off. Okay, he's done laughing. The movie starts with an elderly woman telling her granddaughter a bedtime story about a mechanical man who was made by an inventor. The inventor dies as he gives Edward a gift, a pair of hands made from what looks like rubber. Edward has been left with awful scissor hands, a bunch of clippers and scissors all sort of tied together for hands. He also has a weird gimp suit kind of thing, made out of leather. Edward lives alone in the inventor's mansion until one day when a local Avon lady stops by. It turns out to be Peg Boggs, a friendly local woman from the town below the mansion. She finds Edward and brings him down to civilization. At first, the family is quite spooked by Edward, but he's accepted by the neighbourhood after a short time. Ed likes Peg's daughter Kim, played by Winona Ryder, but her boyfriend, Jim, played by Anthony Michael Hall, the geek from The Breakfast Club, hates Edward. Edward likes to trim hedges. He makes wonderful yet tacky hedge sculptures. One woman, who flirts constantly with men, suggests Edward start up a hair salon of his own. He's successful working for other people for a time, but has trouble getting a loan from the bank, since he doesn't have a credit rating or any assets to back a loan. Kim's boyfriend Jim wants money for a van of his own. He realizes that Edward can pick locks with his hands. Jim lies to Edward, seemingly tricking him into breaking into a house, to supposedly get Jim's stolen stuff back from the strange house. An alarm goes off when Edward, Jim, and a few other friends are inside. Security doors come down and seal Edward in. The others leave him there to be caught. Edward can't work doorknobs and is trapped until the police come. Edward is taken to the police station where they discover that Edward doesn't know the difference between right or wrong. He's lived alone most of his life and is very trusting of strangers. Police officer Alan notices that inside Edward is a very kind person and he's nice to him. Edward gets out of the police station. The townspeople turn on Edward after the burglary. Not long before they had loved him for being so unique and friendly, but now they all seem to decide that they've always hated him and that nobody had ever trusted him. Edward is hated by almost everyone except for the Bog family that he lives with. The Bogs have a Christmas party. Edward starts carving a sculpture from a block of ice. Note to listeners in New Zealand, in the top half of the world like America, it's very cold around December, White Christmas and all that. In New Zealand, we have our hottest weather around December to February. We have Christmas at the beach. The Bog's Christmas party is very quiet. None of the family friends go because they don't like Edward. Shavings of ice flutter off in a manic fashion while Edward creates his ice sculpture. They look just like falling snow, and Kim dances slowly underneath. She's not used to seeing snow living in a warm town. While cutting the ice, Edward accidentally cuts Kim's hand. Jim, her mean boyfriend, thinks that Ed deliberately hurt her, and he attacks Edward. Kim's brother Kevin is almost ran over by a drunk friend of Jim's. Edward sees the van coming and pushes Kevin out of the way, accidentally cutting him as well. The neighbors and police think that Edward is attacking people and chase him out of town. Edward goes back to his lonely life at the top of the hill, in the inventor's dilapidated old mansion. An angry mob of neighbors storm up to the mansion, looking for Edward. Officer Allen tries to disperse the angry crowd. He tries to trick them into thinking Edward is already dead and tells them that it's all over. They continue on to the mansion. Kim gets to the mansion before the angry neighbors. She finds Edward alone. Jim follows them and attacks them both, but is eventually killed efficiently, best way to describe it, by Edward, who didn't want to hurt anyone, but does so to defend Kim. Kim tells Edward how much she loves him. It's a very touching scene, and I always get choked up watching it. And Kim tells the mob that Jim and Edward both killed each other during the previous fight. All the neighbors return home. The elderly woman from the movie Beginning reappears, and she finishes her story about Edward Scissorhands to her granddaughter. It's revealed that Edward is still alive and creating snow from the ice sculptures, which falls upon the valley below. The elderly woman reveals to her granddaughter that she is, in fact, Kim. She refuses to visit Edward because she wants Edward to remember her the way she was in her youth. It's a very sad but beautiful ending. It's one of my favourite movie endings of all time. I have to give Edward Scissorhands 5 out of 5 for being so original and sad. I do get a little upset every time watching the ending that the old lady Kim never went and saw Edward again, so he's just been left to live alone in an old house for 50 years. We see he had made statues of Kim. He obviously thinks of her all the time. What a terrible way to live, all alone, wanting to be with someone. In casting, apparently Michael Jackson wanted to be Edward. That would have been amazing to watch. Michael Jackson also wanted the part of Willy Wonka in the latest remake, which went to that Johnny Depp guy again. Edward Scissorhands has some amazing music. Tim Burton and composer Danny Elfman. the guy who made the Simpsons theme, work together again. Three Tom Jones songs appear in Edward Scissorhands. It's Not Unusual, Delilah, and With These Hands. Perfect for a scissor-handed guy. I'll end with the main theme for Edward Scissorhands. It's very beautiful. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. I appreciate all of my many listeners, all five of you. If you want to contact me, even just to say you listened, send an email to jwontdart@gmail.com. jwontdart@gmail.com. I'd appreciate it. Have a super happy day. Bye.